Live from the KOAL newsroom in Price, Utah, it's Drive Time Sports on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Take that for data.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. Going to continue our conversation from last segment with Larry Pepe of Pro MMA Radio as we preview this Saturday's UFC card. It's 214, Daniel Cormier going up against John Jones. Larry, I want to shuffle through and talk about what I believe is going to be the most compelling fight on this card from a competitive and an action standpoint. It's in the welterweight division. Robbie Lawler going up against Donald Cerrone should definitely be a slugfest.
Yeah, I mean, slugfest for as long as it lasts, I don't know. I mean, both of them are coming off getting knocked out. Lawler, over a year ago, I believe, against Tyron Woodley. I think it was smart for him to take time out. And I had picked Woodley in that fight because Lawler had taken so much punishment in the Rory McDonald fight, the Carlos Condit fight, the Johnny Hendricks fights. And Lawler is that walk forward, take one to give one guy. And, you know, sooner or later, if you're walking forward and giving one to take one for five rounds over and over and over against people who hit and do damage, sooner or later it takes its toll. I mean, the human brain wasn't necessarily meant to go through that. And we saw it against Woodley. Woodley exploded on him, big shot, floored him, put him out, took the belt, hasn't looked back since. We don't know who Robbie is today. There's no way to know. We don't know if he's basically shot and can't take punishment. We don't know if he still can take punishment. He's got tremendous power for this division. And he's definitely a come-forward fighter. And Cowboy does not do well fighting off his back foot. So if Cowboy allows if he allows Lawler to dictate and be the aggressor, it's a bad night for Cowboy unless he catches him. Cowboy's the much more diverse striker, better kicks, faster hands, has some pop, but Lawler's got that one-shot, change-a-fight type of power. Wrestling-wise, Lawler has exceptional takedown defense at 170 pounds. When he fought at 185, he didn't because he was undersized. Cerrone has certainly shown some wrinkles, additions to his game and his wrestling. Cerrone significantly better than Lawler on the ground, but I don't think we see it go there. I think this is a firefight until somebody goes down, and I don't expect it to last the three rounds.
Outside of this particular fight, I just want to get your predictions on these championship fights that we're going to be paying attention to. First off, we'll talk about Woodley and Maya. What do you see happening in this one?
Well, listen, the key here is Maya getting it to the ground. On the ground, Maya is a mismatch for every person walking the face of the earth who's 170 pounds. The guy is a five-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion. His submission game is second to none. Woodley's no slouch on the ground, but it doesn't matter. Maya's a mismatch on the ground for Woodley and everybody else. The question is, can he get it there? Woodley is an exceptional wrestler. He's physically very strong. But we've seen Maya at 170 pounds. He's on a seven-fight win streak, and he's taken everybody down. Now, he hasn't fought a wrestler as good as Woodley, but he's fought some good wrestlers, and he still gets them to the ground. If he can get this to the ground, it's his fight to lose. I just feel like Woodley is too good of a wrestler, so I slightly favor Woodley. But this, for me, Jordan, this is one of those 51-49 fights where you say, I see a clear path to victory for Maya, but a tough path to get there. I see a clear path for Woodley. Keep it on the feet. He's the better striker. He's the more powerful striker, and he's got the wrestling to keep it upright. But it could clearly go either way. And Tyron Woodley, his nickname is the Chosen One. I kind of joke around that I don't know if the Chosen One or the Frozen One is going to show up, because I've watched him in fights where he literally backs up to the cage. He looks like a deer in headlights. His game plan is terrible sometimes. And I've watched other fights where he looks like There's not a human alive at this weight that could touch him. So I don't know which Tyron Woodley shows up. So I would say this to you. I have a friend who calls me sometimes because he likes to put a bet down now and again. And the one thing I tell him, don't ever bet on Tyron Woodley. I don't care who he's fighting, because you don't know which version of him is showing up. Forget the opponent. So it's always tough to handicap his fights. I favor him slightly, but I see a clear path for either one.
And, of course, there's no way Cyborg does not get a win, right? No way.
No, in fact, I would argue there's no way that Tonya Ebinger sees the final bell. And that's no disrespect to Tonya Ebinger. Like, Tonya Ebinger has been around for a long time. I would argue she's one of the pioneer types of women's MMA. I have mixed emotions. I am glad for her that she's getting a title shot in the UFC, but I say that with hesitance because I don't know if you can be happy for anybody who is female and going to step in a cage with a locked door with Cyborg. She is just the best female fighter in the world, not by a little, by a whole lot. She is, I think, undefeated for the last 11 years. I think she's knocked out her last 11 opponents. It's just a mismatch every time she walks in the cage. And the little-known fact is that Tonya Ebinger isn't even a 145-pound fighter. That's why this division is such an utter farce that they're trying to create at 145. She's a 135-pound champion from Invicta Fights. She's going to get mauled, and I don't see any way she makes it past the third round. If she's in there by the end of the third round, I will be absolutely stunned because no one else has been able to do it, and Tonya doesn't even belong in this quote-unquote weight class.
Sounds like you're definitely on board, though, with this card, Larry. Well worth the money.
This one is. Like, I have to be honest, they haven't done a card this year that I thought was worth the investment. I'm sad to say that. I mean, we're in July. We're on the brink of August. And I don't think there's been a single card this year where you would look and you would tell your friend, you got to get this one. This is the one. This is the one. UFC 214. And some of that, to be honest, was kind of, you know, a little bit of it was bad luck for another card because Cerrone Lawler were actually supposed to fight at UFC 213. And when Cerrone got an infection, he got like a blood infection, which they didn't expect him to heal from this quickly to fight at 214. That got moved to this card. I believe there was another fight that got moved to this card. So 214 was the beneficiary, if you will, of some bad luck on some other cards. But good for the fans. We get a card that is worth the money, that is can't miss, and on top of it, keep your fingers crossed. We only have a couple of days that things have to stay intact, but we hopefully get Jones Cormier too so they can settle this and we can all move on.
Larry, it is always fun to get you on the show and pick your brain as we get set for another UFC pay-per-view. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work and listen to your show.
Absolutely. ProMMAradio.com is the website. My social media is at Larry Pepe on Twitter, last four letters, P-E-P-E. And if you are in the armed forces or know anyone who is, first off, thank you for your service and your sacrifice. But we're the official radio show for the American Forces Network, and we are on The Voice, which goes to all 170-plus countries that they broadcast into, and we are on at 5 p.m. Pacific every week.
Larry, always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for the time. I know we'll catch up again real soon.
100%. Thanks, Jordan.
We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this.